this is Chris Caffrey from Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and we're looking forward to being back in Charlottesville to celebrate with you and Seaville, 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
This is a special presentation of Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV. Joe Thomas in the Morning, live from the 34th Annual Toy Lift.
Joe Thomas in the Morning here at the Fashion Square Mall, and it's Toy Lift 2022, the 34th Annual. We'll get back into the nationalizing of our rail service, and to be fair, you know, do you want a Patco moment? Because I think if the government takes over and into the way they're trying to, you're going to wind up with a nationalized rail service. And just think about the postal service, just saying. And I'm not talking about the men and women who work there. I'm talking about the service that you get there. But I want to take a moment here. We're here at the 34th Annual Toy Lift. And, you know, one new way this year to benefit Toy Lift is to buy tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert coming up December 15th with WCHV Radio. We're giving away some here because Trans-Siberian Orchestra said, yeah, you know what? You know, there's people who, you know, it's bad economy, and we get it. We understand. So give away some, but we encourage people who can to buy tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra show, because a portion of every ticket sale goes to our friends here at Toy Lift, and we'll be doing a nice big check presentation before the show on December 15th. But I was going through some of the archives of Joe Thomas in the Morning, and I found this Ghost of Christmas Eve. This ghost is the late founder of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the great Paul O'Neill, whose vision really is what is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And he's visited us every year up until his passing just a couple of years ago. And, you know, Chris Caffrey and Jeff Plaid and Joel Hoekstra and all the folks who continue in his name do a great job. However, this is just a conversation I had with Paul 10 years ago. This was in the Christmas season of 2012, coming up to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert in 2012. Paul O'Neill visited with you and me and talked about why it's important to raise money for local charities.
That's always been our pleasure. I mean, again, if you're born in, you know, this country, you've won the lottery. If you get to do what you like for a living, like you and I do, you've double won it. And if you can, you do. And it's that's totally our pleasure. And it's but the main thing is also, you know, getting, you know, the show out, because the Lost Christmas Eve is, the whole story is basically it's about, you know, hope and redemption. It's about, you know, this this businessman in New York City, you know, who made a mistake 40 years earlier, and while wandering through the city, you know, through a random hotel, you know, an old toy store, a blues bar, a Gothic cathedral, he bumps into all these characters and their respective, inhabitants, you know, these places. And, you know, it has a happy ending. If it's not happy, it's not the ending of a TSO rock opera. If you need sad endings, just read the paper. And it's... But again, we're chomping at the bit, and then January we dive back in the studio and hopefully finish Roman Rolf and King's Must Whisper and turn that in June.
Oh, wow. So there's even going to be new stuff coming next year. I like that.
Yeah, we had this rock opera about the Bolshevik Revolution that we kind of put on the back burner, because the regiment was supposed to come out in 94 when the Soviet Union just collapsed, the Berlin Wall, and it just was very timely, but... it just seemed to, you know, lose significance. But then with what's been going on in Russia these days, you know, with Putin and all this other stuff, it's become relevant again. So we fired up the machine, and it's pretty much 80% of the can already.
The record that you're going to be taking out on the stage, Lost Christmas Eve, obviously is something that people will recognize parts of and little bits of. You mentioned you sort of seemed apologetic that there's happening. Isn't the whole point of why we celebrate Christmas happy endings that you can find your redemption and get your happy ending?
Again, it's you'll always find a misanthrope or a curmudgeon somewhere. But it's when we go out on tour, it's you know, talk, you know, we're just determined that the show is so great, so over the top, it just flips everybody. You know, even someone who's determined to be miserable, we're going to flip you during that concert. And it definitely has that power. I remember when we first played New Orleans after Katrina, and it was kind of like a depression, like I'd never experienced in America before. Like, you know, just within the people as I'm wandering the halls pre to the concert, and you could just tell that you know, city had been hit. But you know, after the show was over, the whole vibe of the entire Coliseum was just different. And it's you know, and it's the best part of the job. You know, it's, you know, when you see the looks on the kids' face. And then just another nice view, you know, particularly Beethoven last night this year when we were touring it. It happened a couple times during the tour where, you know, like couples in their late 20s would come up, you know, would sign the albums, and they'd have their kids with them, and they'd say things like, you know, oh, our first date was in junior high school at one of your concerts, which automatically makes you feel old.
Oh, yeah.
But it's cool that they're coming back, you know, 14 years later and bringing their kids. And it's, you know, so it's a good problem to be having.
Oh,
and
yes, I know.
You know, God willing, we'll still be doing it, you know, for years to come.
Well, from a business standpoint, I mean, because, you know, you are so smart about, you know, how you do the business of TSO, and you're probably a real template for anyone who has an immensely popular business and how to keep it going and, you know, maintain it up there. You tapped into something. How do you work through the idea of, okay, we're going to change up a little bit here, or we're going to tweak, or we're going to actually change the Christmas show a little bit? I mean, talk about how you go through that. Do you sit down with everybody in the band? Is it focus groups? Is it gut? You know, when a businessman does that?
It's pretty much just, you know, gut. And you know, it's just, and I think it applies to any business. You know, again, Trans-Siberian Orchestra is technically a prog rock band, but whatever the kids join, I always tell them, okay, technically a band, but it's actually an idea and an ideal. Because, like, to me, all great things are ideals, you know. Athenian Greece, you know, Rome, the United States is an idea, an ideal. It didn't end when the Founding Fathers ended because people carried on the ideals. And Trans-Siberian Orchestra, rule number one is the fans own the band. You know, we're here to give them the best concerts, the best albums, you know, we can possibly do for the lowest possible price. And the minute we forget that we're here to serve them, is the minute we start to decline as a band. Same mistake is true for corporations, same is true for governments. And the other thing is, you know, you always never get complacent.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how good things are going, as a matter of fact, the better things are going, the more nervous you should be.
Amen to that, brother. Amen.
You know, it's just like, you know, just keep checking the meters. Just, you know, it's, you know, again, you see it happen in countries and countries. You know, IBM's like, we're so big, nobody can touch us. Who the heck is Microsoft and who the heck is Apple and when did this happen? You know, and
hold on, have you got your iPhone 5 yet, Paul?
Actually, we do.
Yeah, I figured you did.
Ready to broadcast the COVID-19 post-pandemic show. Anytime now. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.